The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit, if the fingerless glove don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. A natural born killer, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's the Legion of Skanks podcast coming to you from a Zoom show. I'm your host, Big J Okerson. Of course, we have the reigning defending Ellis Mania champion, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. I'm very happy to be here. Very happy to be without Dave yet again.
Yeah, sitting in for deadbeat Dave.
Deadbeat fucking Dave. That's what we're going to call him from now on. At what point do we stop paying him for the shows he doesn't show up for?
Oh, do we know, we currently pay him for the ones he doesn't show up for?
Yes.
What kind of shit is that?
It's crazy.
Damn it. I don't like hearing that at all. Well, that's news to me. Sitting in for Dave, somebody who would never do that to us.
But you know who loves news? Dave.
You know him, and you love him, everybody, from the Bye Guys podcast, from the Real Ass podcast. It's the, oh, and Zach's Midnight Spook Show. He's all over this network.
Zach's a podcast.
The hilarious Zach Amico.
Thank you for having me, gentlemen. Thank you for letting me be here.
Do you remember when that was the sound of a, that was a crowd? That was like the everyone's first Michael Winslow sound was a large crowd being like,
damn, dude. I wish the audience could understand how forced that segue was.
Zach, I call him the king of the transition.
Zach. Yeah. You know, guys, that reminds me of Michael Winslow. You guys want to talk about Michael Winslow? on Bonfire, we used to make Dan would have to defend him because I would call Dan White Winslow.
White Winslow.
Dan's a bunch of beepy squeaky noises.
No,
also.
But Dan's not a beepy squeaky noise guy. Dan's an impression.
He's voices.
He's a voice guy.
Yeah. More voices even than impression. But like,
I do a lot of beeps and squeaks. Somebody pointed that out recently to me when I was on stage. They were like, dude, you do a lot of beeps and squeaks. And I was like, I do. And I was like,
dude,
what
stopping
did you
car
say?
Noise?
Take me to your leader.
Has every comic
somebody
done a screeching corner?
Hack police. Wee-oo,
wee-oo, wee-oo. Dude, Michael Winslow, he ended up bombing on America's Got Talent. He went on America's Got Talent this year. And
As a contestant.
When you said that, I thought
that he was like a special judge or something. Like they were doing
fully contestant. Dude, he had a special on Showtime maybe like a year or two ago. It's him, half him, half Jimmy J.J. Walker from Good Times, Dynamite, mm-hmm. who now does like reverse mortgage commercials and prescription help. They did a joint special. It was so depressing. But Michael Winslow on America's Got Talent, they gave him so much respect on the first episode because, when he makes the noises good. So he moved on from the first round. They gave him the respect of like, oh, my God, this is Michael Winslow from Police Academy 2 and blah, blah, blah. And the game loves the next show. He does pretty shitty with the audience, but the audience vote moves him through because he's just been given so much respect. And then the third one, he eats shit again, and they ultimately have to get rid of him. But he wrote it out for a while, man. But one of them was so bad. So it was just him going, boy, I'm out here in L.A. right now. That L.A. Boulevard out there, Hollywood Boulevard, it's crazy. First you go by and you got the cars whizzing by. He goes, then this guy on a motorcycle comes by. He's like, he goes, then I saw a family of ducks. I'm not joking about the ducks one, by the way.
Okay, brainstorm. Not just Michael Winslow. If you need this punch up, revitalize your career today. If he did himself getting pulled over and killed by the police.
Yes. And all just like that, Winslow's back. But yeah, he is.
Oh, it's him. Let's say it.
Oh, dude, this is. This is the one.
The way no car has sounded since 73.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, Michael Winslow.
How's it going?
Dude, this is the maniac ramblings of a child.
Why? What is the context even?
This is what it's like walking across. He goes, this is what it's like walking across Hollywood Boulevard.
Wow.
It's so fucking awful and depressing.
I can do that. I can do
no one. Dude, of course you can.
Dude, if he did, then you get pulled over.
Get out of the car. He's got a gun.
So then I couldn't breathe. Ooh, ooh.
Hands outside of the fucking car, I said. Start throwing curse words in there. Give me a reason, you black cocksucker.
Then they take out their nightsticks and they go, woodum, woodum.
Yeah.
turn that body cam off.
Click, click.
My ribs start cracking. What's awful about Michael Winslow too is when he looks at the crowd, he always he's like a mugger. He makes these like face mugs with everything, which is the worst thing. It's so bad.
Jay, you'd be very proud of me and Zach. We played racial slur chicken with Kennedy versus Spenny today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and we broke them. They just were not comfortable with saying
they
racial
were
slurs.
Not okay.
That's fucking really hilarious.
This is a guy who paid to have a plane with a banner that said "Jesus sucks" go over his home, where they were filming.
Damn,
and
so funny.
He tapped out hard.
Dude,
on
they tapped
Zach
out
Lewis.
Hard.
How fast?
The one guy tried to tap it right away. Kenny was playing along a lot, and Spenny just was.
I think by the end, Spenny couldn't figure out if we were doing a bit.
Yeah.
Because then Lewis dropped for a second. Lewis was trying to make a point. And he's like, but what if I don't want a vaccination? And just like went off on Lewis horse shit. And I think this guy's crazy. What are we doing here?
Yeah, you saw the moment where it was like, oh shit, dude.
Well,
we
Kenny
made a
knows
mistake.
You, right?
He doesn't know. I mean, he knows of us. I think he kind of gets. He got it a little more. You could just tell that Kenny got, but we did very quickly. Mm-hmm.
Then they tried to oddly defend Gavin.
Well, oh, we did?
No, they did.
Oh yeah, they were like, no, Gavin McGinnis, he's not racist. I was like, yeah, he is. He was like, no, he's not. And I was like, no, I know him. He is. I'm telling you.
Yeah, because you guys grew up in Canada with him. There wasn't one to point at and yell something at.
Yeah. But anyway, sorry. Back to Michael Winslow. We were talking about blacks.
It always ends up dialing back to Gavin McGinnis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Michael Winslow is a sad. Dinosaur comedy in general, especially when it's like an act that doesn't really, like if you're a guitar act now, dude, it's just done. Do you know what I mean? Like you just can't. So if you're also like a novelty act that's like an old act sticking around, it's like dinosaurs
it's
a comedy.
That,
dinosaurs a comedy with no audience is
that's also
a
just
real
it's a
depressing.
Fucking sad. It's just sad because like. At the very least, my assumption would be, I mean, I wouldn't think that Michael Winslow's like selling out like crazy, but I'm assuming corporates, I'm assuming he still will do like Caroline's or like one of these and do well enough because tourists will come and see him. And my assumption would be that he's, you know, doing all right, like not bad. But when
but
you see
no,
that.
Yeah, but he has no regular fan base. His name is just out there. People know sort of who he is if you remind them. And by the way, the best part of Police Academy 2. The best. But it's just like a weird thing to watch, like age. And it just doesn't age well. He also has a sad story, too. I mean, from what he says, at least on the AGT thing, like his wife died.
Oh, you got to listen to his horseshit story, too?
Yeah, yeah. So he had to stop doing comedy.
So then my wife died. Beep. Beep.
He goes, and our kids were there, so they were all.
And of course, she wanted to be cremated. And of course. What's the story?
Yeah, he's terrible. He said his wife died and he had to take care of his kids, so he stopped doing comedy. But here's the thing. I don't know when these years were, because he never stopped doing it. I've always seen Michael Winslow's name on the road.
Yeah.
He's always coming somewhere. And, but yeah, I just don't know where he has a fan.
That's what they also say about you on the road, Jay.
Boom.
Hell yeah.
There's a guy coming here to this club on America's Got Talent that got, he got X'd, dude, in like the finals by Simon Cowell. Simon Cowell hit the buzzer on him because it was going so bad. And then he tried to recover and he couldn't. And Simon's, it would make you furious. Simon's response in the thing about it, he was like, well, he goes, you were doing bad, so I thought buzzing you, because it actually got better after that. I thought it helped you out. It's like someone arguing the heckling. It's like, what? You were bombing, yeah. So I figured I'd help you out a little bit. And you're like, ooh, you wretched cunt. Simon says that right to him.
Yeah. Well, that's fucking great. It was so funny. Zach, was I talking to you about that? About how like they just heckle you in England like every single time?
Yes, you were telling me, yeah.
Dude, it was so funny. Who was it? You? Who the fuck?
It's because they get loaded. It's because they get loaded right away.
No, but it's also like a cultural thing. Because like when I used to sell tickets, you would meet dudes from the UK, and they'd be like, "Comedy show? I'm a fucking world class heckler, mate. I'm the best heckler.
Like I'm the best heckler that's ever lived. Try me."
That's really fucking funny. World class heckler.
But it's like a point of pride. Like, hey, yeah. I can ruin a show for everyone.
Last time I saw a comedian, he killed himself.
I drove him absolutely mad. I did, dude.
I drove him bonkers. He jumped off the Penny Bridge.
Shine on, you crazy fucking diamond, I says.
Because it really is a, like, you have to be willing to give up jokes, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're gonna be heckled to where they're gonna like jump on the punchline and you can't go and like restart the joke. You have to just say, all right, dude, that's it, you have that one, because if you start over again, it just doesn't work out as well. So there was a bunch of that.
Have I ever told you that, Lewis, that song makes me think of you every time I hear. I love that song too. Pink Floyd, "Shine On You Crazy Diamond." It's like that 25-minute song.
How does it go? I don't know. So I love Pink Floyd. They're one of my favorite bands. I just only know
the one 25. That goes, "Shine On You Crazy Diamond."
But it's about, when I heard what it was about, it's always made me
shine on you crazy diamond. That's a different one.
I don't. That might. I mean, you sang it sort of wrong, but sort of right.
Just sing it so I know what it sounds like.
I'm not singing it.
Sing it. You sing. I'm not singing it. Nigga.
I'm not singing it.
Zach?
I'll get to it. I'll bring it up.
No. You know it.
Know it, Zach?
I know it. I'm just not singing.
I just want to know the song now.
Yeah, I'm going to play it right now.
Are you going to play it on your phone?
Yeah, but I have to like, oh no. I got it.
Shine on you crazy diamond.
Ah, shit.
Oh, you tethered to the fucking... Oh, yeah. Okay, got it. I know it. Yep. Yeah.
Shine on you crazy diamond. It makes me think of you.
Why?
Because what it's about, I saw the documentary that said it was about, you know, their lead singer, the original one, Syd Barrett, like, went fucking nuts on the road.
Hmm.
And they just kind of left him. And then he went really fucking bananas and came in all nutty. And to the recording studio for Wish You Were Here at one point, which the whole album's about losing him as the singer. And he came in just fucking like with a shaved head and his eyes were all crazy. And there's pictures of this. And that's what. And when he left, they wrote that song. Like, there was like, when he just left, they knew it was the last time he was going to see him. Like, shine on you crazy diamond. And that's what I feel when you just do something nutty in life. It was like, we're going bungee jumping in Jamaica. I'm like, shine on, you crazy fucking diamond. Ask Christine, I say that so much. Like, they're like, well, Lewis is going on his third Jamaican vacation this month. Like, shine on, you crazy fucking diamond.
I love Jay's story. Was, why does it remind you? Oh, because it's about a bald lunatic.
It's about a bald lunatic. Yeah.
I don't know. I want to take another vacation at one point this winter. I don't know what to do though. I can't keep on going. Just Jamaica, like the Caribbean. I'm going back to Jamaica with the whole crew, and then I got to bring the family on our like a Caribbean vacation as well for like.
Well, Christine showed me a thing. She was like, "Let's go here with Lewis and Natalie," and I was like,
"Was it the Maldives or what do they call it?
Is that the with the pods in the water?"
Yeah.
Yeah, she goes, "Let's go here at Lewis." I go, first of all, I go, "How dare you even ask me that?" Like, she's been so complaining about the apartment I moved us to because it's not near the East Village. And I was like, that's what she wrote. She goes, "Let's go here with Lewis and Natalie." I went, "Do you know how far away that is from the East Village?" I go, "Fuck you for asking."
That's hilarious. Maybe it'll save your relationship, but fuck it.
Maybe. When are we going? To the pods.
You want to go to the pods? What is it? It's not pronounced the Maldives. Maldives? How do you pronounce it? Brian, pull it up. Maldives. And pull up an image as well. Those are like, but it's like a hacky vacation. I didn't tell Christine that I wanted to go there. Christine only hears what she wants to hear. I said it's like the hackiest place you can go.
You're right. You know, the more you bring it up with Christine when she says her crazy shit, I'm going to say, shine on, you crazy fucking diamond.
Yeah, dude.
Remember when you were young.
All right, gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and thank Fume for supporting today's show. It is spelled F-U-M, but is pronounced Fume. It's a natural inhaler that makes it really easy for you to get the benefits of the world's super plants, particularly if you're trying to quit smoking. If you have an oral fixation, if you like the feeling of breathing something in, Fume makes some incredible products.
If you love having wood in your mouth. Canadian maple wood.
Sometimes you just want to have a cylindrical piece of wood in your mouth, and that makes some people happy. Maybe that's your thing.
Good wood. You could puff on it shallow, or you could puff on it deep.
Maybe you can try some lavender, lemon, cinnamon, and more for calming, stress relief, and other benefits, Jay. I don't know. Who knows?
I'll use any of them, but I also put my own hand behind my head when I do it.
That's true.
I like to be pushed into the fume.
Well, that's what I. Anytime I take in a drag from Fume, I push my head down forcibly first, and then I take it in my mouth.
Yeah, and you go, "Oh God, is this what we're doing?" And then I puff it.
And then
I have eucalyptus and cloves in me.
Their new Invigorate, which is peppermint, eucalyptus, and grapefruit, is for natural pre-workout and energy boosting. And their top seller is their Conquer Core, which is black pepper, peppermint, and eucalyptus, which is for kicking that nasty smoking habit. All you got to do right now is go to breathefume.com, BREATHEFUME.com/Legion, breathefume.com/Legion, and use the promo code Legion when you check out. You're going to save 10% off on your fumes. Go do it now. Grab those fumes. Make yourself feel better. Get the world's benefits of the world's super plants and start living a healthier life today. Okay, where were we? Dude, I'm very, very excited about Skankfest. We went and met up. I flew out to Texas in the morning and I flew home last night.
Yeah, I know they drove you back to the airport.
Yeah, just a little fucking quick trip. We did the walkthrough. In fact, I'll take a moment. Let me plug really quick.
The girls are very, very excited when they saw the venue.
Yeah, it's going to be fucking crazy. We have another space that we didn't even know we were going to be using until we went there yesterday. But we're going to be live streaming 9 different shows from Skankfest. We're live streaming the Roast of Luis J. Gomez, Roast Battle. We're live streaming What's Your Fucking Deal, Legion of Skanks, the Legion of Skanks Bonfire crossover. We're live streaming Dave Smith's Part of the Problem. And then 2 Jason Ellis events. There's going to be a total of 9 events that are streamed. If you guys want to be able to watch the live streams, they are pay-per-view streams. They're going to cost you $8 per stream if you buy them a la carte. If you buy the entire weekend, all 9 streams throughout the weekend, which is going to be about 12 and a half hours worth of content, it will run you $65 if you buy it in advance. So it's the same price as a UFC or a boxing pay-per-view. You get the entire weekend of Skankfest. Brian, no. Dave is going. Thank you. I appreciate you fucking chiming in and fucking interrupting my plug. But no, Dave wasn't sure that he could go because he wasn't sure if his son would be born yet. But yeah, we're all good on that. So yeah. So live part of
I heard Big J might be late and leave early.
But what you got to do is
an episode of SDR?
We teamed up with a company called Moment. We teamed up with a company called Moment House. MomentHouse.com/Skankfest will be the URL starting Monday.
Suck our dicks, Mint. suck our fucking dicks.
Lick a fucking ball, Mint Comedy.
Fucking fuck off, Mint, you prick fags.
Momenthouse.com/skankfest. You can buy a la carte or you can buy the entire weekend. If you buy it in advance, you're going to get those prices. If you wait until Skankfest, the time of, it's going to be $10 a stream or $75 for the weekend. So get that in advance starting this Monday. That is the, whatever this Monday is. What is that, the 19th, 20th? Something like mm-hmm. that. Yeah. Skankfest live 18th. Streams. It's going to be fucking incredible. And yeah, and the whole lineup, the whole schedule should be there. I know Sunday night is the roast. That's the last stream of the weekend.
Snap.
Yeah, we're very excited.
Oh, snap.
Very excited about the roast of Luis J. Gomez.
Oh, snap. Luis, can you tell me anything about the drama with your mama?
My mother, she died. Heroin.
Bisping. You're not on. You're not doing Bisping.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, I could talk about it. I mean, it's not. There's no drama.
Are you
really.
Sure? I don't want him to kick your ass.
I need to choose my words wisely.
Yeah. The next word you say could be the ones that make you or break you.
He's like, mate, think about the next word you say very carefully.
Did you start podcasting thing. With another younger UFC champion behind his back for a few weeks?
Yeah. I need a two-eyed fighter to work with.
Yeah. It really does feel like a breakup, which is very funny. I mean, bet, dude. Yeah, I'll say this because I put out a little video, a little two-minute video, and I was honest in the video. And there's not, you know, I feel like the one thing I want to elaborate on, because I did say this in the video and a lot of people are like kind of questioning this, is one of the things that I stated was that I'm not really passionate about broadcasting about MMA the same way that I used to be, and I never really was. So let me clarify that. Okay.
Yes, you were. You were at one point. You had hammer fisting, dude. That was like your
first
thing,
but right? Yes, all right, I guess I was. I worked for SiriusXM. I did do it pretty seriously, but I'm not I was never super excited about being an MMA broadcaster, right? So one of the things that I noticed, like me and Bisping, we've been doing the show for a long time. In the beginning, it was like 50-50 MMA, like this bullshit life stuff, being dads, being friends, whatever. And the show got more and more, as Bisping started becoming more of like an accredited broadcaster and like getting known in that world, the show started becoming more and more MMA centric, much more so than I really wanted to it to be, you know. And the reality is, I'm talking to Michael Bisping, a former UFC champion, about mixed martial arts, and he talks about it the best. So for me, like, I never really wanted to go down the path of having these really in-depth conversations. And I just sort of feel like
you're sitting there blank faced while I was going, she trained under a rare martial things about that. Traveled to the Philippines to work with Kung Pu.
Yeah, so but exactly, like, that okay. It's sort of like I just felt like I wasn't really able to do what I wanted to do on that show after a while. And you know, he had a very specific vision for the show and where the show was going. And it was, you know, going really, really MMA centric. So I just felt like every week I was like, dude, this isn't really, I was sort of being a fraud. I was talking about things in a way where I didn't really want, like, I didn't want to talk about prelims. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to talk about a Fox sports car. Like sometimes I just want to talk about like life. And I do feel like my type of humor, it, you know, I have a specific type of humor. He's going, dude, he works for Disney. He works for ESPN. I just felt like we were going in very different directions. So the show just wasn't.
You're right. Life is a lot like Stefan Struve versus Roy Big Country Nelson.
No, but we were going in very different directions, and it just wasn't as enjoyable anymore. And I feel like that was the truth for both of us. You know, I don't think we were really gelling the same way that we used to. So that's what
kids, man. You grew up a little bit.
Well, when I was saying I didn't like broadcasting about, or my passion isn't broadcasting about MMA, it's not. Like, I'll watch the big fights and I'll talk about the big stories, and I still will, but I don't really want to spend my time breaking down fights. I could have went down that path, dude. When I started off doing SiriusXM, I went into Fox and interviewed and had an audition for them. I could have gone down the path of being an MMA analyst and submersing myself in that world. I just didn't really want to. It wasn't something that excited me. I like talking shit to my friends. So I like talking shit to you guys or talking shit to Michael Bisping. And, you know, so it started to feel like work, and it shouldn't feel like work. We do what we do because it's fun, and it just wasn't as much fun anymore.
Little did it.
about Lewis and Bisping. Two kids growing up doing the best they can.
Lewis walked into Fox like, analyst? Hell yeah, I fuck bitches in the ass. Wait, I got to break down MMA fights. Fuck that.
Where's the anal?
Oh, you guys are looking for an analyst? Well, I'm your guy.
Let me introduce myself. Lewis,
I'm an analyst. I'm a tittist, pussyist, really whatever you need.
I can pretty much work over any hole the same way. I could be gentle or I could be harsh, depending on your preference.
But yeah, like whatever. It's really that's that. There's not anything more to it. Me and Bisping didn't get into a fight in England. We actually had a great time in England. The shows in England were awesome, and you know, it was a good way to sort of end that era of my life.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And is he gonna keep doing the show? Who's he gonna replace you with?
Zach.
That'd be great. Zach Lee's real podcast.
I don't know. I think he's going to still do the show. I hope he still does the show with Gas Digital.
The ultimate heel turn would be me.
Yeah. We sell ads for his YouTube channel. People are like, oh, dude, you know, you're worried. You know, his YouTube channel's taking over. It's like, no, we sell ads on his YouTube channel. We work with him on other things. So it's not like, you know, business is business. You have to
chill out, pussies. You don't know shit.
Well, people really like, dude, Gas Digital's falling apart. Michael Malice left. If our fucking business was dependent on Michael fucking Malice, I would put a bullet in my own head. Yeah, he moved to Austin.
On my life, I had no idea he was on the network. Hand to God.
Hey, listen, Malice left. We'll find somebody else to bring hot pussy around all the time.
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, no, man. That's going to ruin the Christmas party.
I mean, I don't think people realize exactly how this network works and what goes on behind the scenes. But
why did he move to Austin?
I don't know. I think everyone's
Paul Rogan? The Rogan Exodus?
I think people pay a lot less taxes down there. That's a big reason why people go down there. It's like freedom. Yeah. Like people aren't freaking out about COVID, and I think you pay way less in taxes.
Yeah. All right. But why couldn't he be on the network still?
I don't know. I think he's just working on some other stuff. If you're not in New York, we hold a lot less value for you. You know what I'm saying? Like if we don't have a studio and producers and we don't have graphic designers that you use and we don't have, you know,
Metzger does well, and
there's certain partners that work very well for that. But for certain people, it's not exactly like I think Malice needed a studio and needed some other things that, you know, we weren't ready to do that down there yet. But
less blacks.
Less perhaps. Blacks.
That was, man, that episode when he came in. He just came in on.
Oh, he came in hot. He came in hot.
Yeah. He just thought he was like, he's like, oh, I can go on the show and say racist things. Like, that's not what we do exactly.
Racist things.
If you want to boil it down to that, but what he was doing was different.
Yeah, it's really true. Well, I pointed
it
that
wasn't,
out.
It wasn't different in intention. It was just presented in a very odd way.
So there was actually an interesting moment today when we had Kenny and Spenny on Real Ass Podcast, Zach, which is, it's kind of like exactly that, right? Because there's a nuance to like shitty jokes sometimes that people don't understand. So at one point, Spenny mentioned his 8-year-old daughter, and he said something about her being regarded as something. And then
Was Lucy Ricardo.
Like she was Lucy Ricardo. She was talking about his 8-year-old daughter. And then Kenny goes, Lucy Retardo, which was stupid, but it made me laugh. And Spenny got annoyed with Kenny. He was like, what? Like, that's just stupid. It's not even funny. Like, what a dumb thing. And I was like, it is funny. I was like, you understand there's other nuance here that we have to point out. Like, he's talking about your 8-year-old daughter to your face and he's calling her a retard. There's something hilarious about that. Just Lucy Retardo isn't funny on its own, but calling somebody's 8-year-old daughter retarded in that way is pretty hilarious.
It's very hilarious.
Yeah. So the point is, it's not just N-words. No, you have to call an 8-year-old girl an N-word.
Yes. That is funnier.
Yes.
Especially if she's not black.
Every time.
Especially if she's not black. It's the funniest. I'm trying to remember what the point we were. I'm so high.
Oh, it's all right.
This weed out here is great.
Did you see that Netflix, the CEO?
Oh, wait. I know what I wanted to say to you. About joke nuance. Because I looked up the other day, I found out that there, and there might be these for you too, Lewis, which would be great. you showed me the one about me with the two sisters, the reaction videos to your stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
Is there a bunch for you? There's a no. whole bunch for me, but one of the, like, talk about someone not getting nuance and right out of the gate, you're like, oh, this is going to be awful. It actually wasn't a bad reaction overall, but in the beginning, it was these two, it was a black guy and a black girl, and they hate my name. They really, she has a real annoyance with my name in general. But when I make the joke, it's me on Bad Boys of Comedy, and I go, so my friend Kareem, and I go, he's black. And it's just like a little, like a side laugh.
Yeah.
And I go, my friend Kareem, he's black. And she goes, obviously.
Why? Why you got like, one ass black?
No, she just goes like, obviously. He goes, obviously. Hold
on, James just came in. James, come, you want to come say hi real quick? I'm on a podcast and we're telling dirty jokes and you have to pick up your feet so you don't unplug things as you walk by.
Boo.
Hey, buddy. Hey, James.
What are you saying? Boo. What are you saying boo for? Because
it's Halloween.
Halloween.
Oh. Yeah.
What are you going to be for Halloween,
Zach,
buddy?
And that's Jay.
Oh, I'm going to be I'm going to be skeleton.
Skeleton?
Yeah, I'm being a skeleton.
I thought you were going to be Georgie from It.
No, I'm not being How do you know his name?
How do cuz I like the movie. You look no, your dad said you were going to be Georgie.
You're being more specific than a skeleton. You're being
I'm being Miguel from Coco.
He didn't want to say cuz he think that's what you think his cartoon is not as cool. You think Big J and Zach are going to think a skeleton's cooler?
No, that's not why.
Why?
Because, I don't know, not everyone knows that movie.
So it's easier just to say a skeleton?
Yeah.
No, Coco's a great movie.
James, I
got
to tell you something, James. That's actually a very smart thing. You worry about the masses not getting the reference. Well, I get that.
It's called pandering, Jay. You don't make people come to you. You make them come to you.
Jay, did you know that Lewis refers to us as the masses?
I smell new podcast.
You know, to be honest with you, there's this song. I'm being Miguel from Coco for Halloween, but I'm gonna be the Georgie, the little kid from It, to scare everybody. So I'm technically gonna be two things, probably.
Oh, so you're gonna trick or treat as Miguel, yeah. But you're gonna do the party as Georgie.
Maybe. Yeah, we'll see.
Nice. We're having a big party, right?
Yeah, we're going to decorate. We're going to buy stuff. I think we're going to decorate today, and we're going to buy some stuff today.
Yeah, your dad loves Halloween. He's a real Halloweeny.
What? What is that hand in the background?
What happened? Where'd that thing go?
The hand in the background? That's Zach.
No, that's not Zach.
No.
That's Natalie. All right.
How's, Wait, I want to ask, are you beating your dad in basketball yet?
Not what I thought you were going to ask.
Well, me and Bianca can beat him, probably.
2-on-1?
Yeah.
That sounds fair. Let me know.
Yeah, because
Film
he's
it.
Bigger than us.
Yeah. So,
but both of us can definitely beat him.
I'd like to see it. Please film that if you do it.
All right.
You and Bianca beat your
Where
dad in basketball.
Bet, James, on our basketball game.
What?
Nothing.
Were you going to bet?
What are we going to bet?
If you win, you get a later bedtime.
Ooh.
Pretty good. That's a good one.
Okay.
And that's why Jay's the king of parenting.
Yeah.
All right, goodbye.
If you win, you get to get a tattoo.
I love you. Goodbye. I got to record my podcast. Get out of here. You're ugly and you smell.
Jay, I swear to God, I thought you were going to ask, are you beating off? When you said, are you beating your dad at basketball? I was like, Jesus, Jay. I mean, James, I want to know, but not in public.
James, you beating off yet? Uncle Jay has a question. Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors over here at Legion of Skanks. They're not even new anymore. We've been dealing with them for a while because they're great, and that is rockauto.com. It's the online store of every auto part at the best prices. .com. Hey, this is for real, guys, not like us who have no idea about anything about cars.
What do you mean? I know about cars.
Yeah?
Yeah, you got to ask me something.
Okay. What is it?
That was an impression of an engine. Told you. Vroom. You want some brakes?
That's how I'm going to do the whole thing. He goes, all right, Lewis, what is this part?
That would be your oil well driver.
That's it. The oil well driver. You got it. Oil well drivers available and more, all at rockauto.com. They've been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. You don't have to go to counter guys, get upselled. You just get to go pick out what you want. It's the same prices for everyone, so there is no promo code. They don't need it. If you're a car guy, you can go right now to rockauto.com and check out all the parts available for your car. You're going to have so much fun looking for these parts. They have everything.
Everything. It is fun, dude. Honestly, because I have friends who work on my car, so I just get all my parts from rockauto.com, and I do a little window shopping. I was like, dude, I like that. I like that muffler. I like those windows.
Maybe I like those pinstripes with my name on the side.
Spark plug.
Yeah. Oh, carburetor.
Carburetor. So you were going to just say car, but then you fucking went a little more specific. You went under a microscope. I like that, Jay.
You know, actually, I need an alternator now that I think about it.
Well,
I need fuel injectors.
Yeah. Well, guess what? RockAuto.com has you covered with all of it. Right now, RockAuto.com. Go there. Let them know that you heard them on the Legion of Skanks podcast. All right. Where were we? Okay. Just sorry, guys. We're back.
Just horrible. I forgot I was going to tell you something.
Nuance and comedy, people watching you, reaction video.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, the new.
Oh, yeah, you are Korean, yes, black.
Yeah, he's black. And the lady was just like, obviously. And you're like, damn, man, people really, like, they really don't understand the comedy sometimes. It's so crazy when they just don't hear the rhythm of it or anything.
Yeah.
To say obviously there makes her look so stupid.
I know. She doesn't understand that. But you understand, Jay, black people by nature are stupid. So
they're gonna say don't understand rhythm.
No. You idiot.
No. I obviously I kid. I like Dave Chappelle. There's a black person
for it. Like. He is getting in all kinds of shit, and the Netflix guy has to keep defending him.
I know, it's great. And then he suspended one of their trans employees in an unprecedented move. The Netflix CEO was like, yeah, suspend that tranny. I don't give a shit. I'm gonna put my foot down.
I gotta be honest. Ted Sarandos rules.
Is that the president of Netflix?
I think it's him, right? Yeah.
People are saying she got fired for what she, or she got suspended for what she tweeted.
What happened, it was
her and two other people.
For being a freak?
Yeah. Wrong bathroom, bitch.
Yeah. They got suspended for cutting off their dicks.
I guess she and two other employees went into a Zoom meeting of executives that they were not supposed to be in to complain about the special. Like, they bombarded
a meeting.
The equivalent of barging into a boardroom meeting, but via Zoom. And that's what they got suspended for, not what she tweeted.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, sounds like a fireable offense in any other situation. If you just work at Netflix and you walk into the executives meeting and being like, what we're doing is wrong and I'm offended, I'd be like, hit the bricks, bitch.
Be like, you're a fucking intern, you whore. Who's the person? Who is the person that did this? Is it like a high up at Netflix?
But not high enough that they should have been in that meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what she did.
And then fucking Hannah Gadsby put out a statement today.
Oh, what was her statement?
She put out a statement.
Please bring that up.
About how Chappelle's special is dog whistle racism or some fucking.
Oh, please.
How she doesn't want to be associated with it and cursing out the head of Netflix.
I tried to watch the special, but I couldn't bring myself to press play.
Yeah, I just I don't want to sit down for it.
I have a hard time watching comedy specials.
Me too, anymore.
Yeah this is too. What Nanette tweeted today.
All right, good, Jay. So, get your best Australian lesbian accent.
But Netflix, by the way, that completely single-handedly made Hannah Gadsby.
Yeah.
Yes.
Technically
her rapist.
Well, technically. technically.
If somebody deserves a thank you.
It might have been her parents who are likely related.
that guy didn't get a shout out in the fucking Emmy at the Emmys.
Well, you know, you're going to make an omelet, you got to break a few eggs. That's
fine. Hey, Ted Sarandos. Just a quick note to let you know that I would prefer if you didn't drag my name into your mess. Now I have to deal with even more of the hate and anger that Dave Chappelle's fans like to unleash on me every time Dave gets $20 million to process his emotionally stunted partial worldview. Damn, that's a run-on sentence.
Damn, fuck sentence, fuck punctuation.
You didn't pay me nearly enough to deal with the real-world consequences of the hate speech dog whistling you refused to acknowledge, Ted.
Ooh, Ted.
Fuck you and your amoral algorithm cult. I do shits with more backbone than you. That's just a joke. I definitely didn't cross the line because you just told the world there isn't one.
Hell yeah.
What a twat.
Yeah, who? I also don't care. Fuck,
by
cool.
the way, isn't he showing backbone by saying, I'm leaving it up?
Yes, he is 100%.
It's not showing backbone. It's the wrong backbone, Jay.
It's a, that's what I'm saying. It's not showing backbone for exactly what her she would like. What a fucking
not only
weird
that, it's just like she I mean, had look, to go, oh, did a shit? Like, could you be more gross?
I have to say, I haven't watched Chappelle's special yet, and I guess I'm going to at some point, but everything I've heard about it has made me laugh. All the jokes that I've like heard recited or quoted in like these articles has always made me laugh. And I'm like, so I don't know. I'm speaking at a school except for making the hypothesis that I bet it's funny and there's nothing in there where I'm going to be like, whoa, dude, whoa.
But yeah, maybe I bet you
is.
It's funny.
Maybe there's something in there that gets me that, to go like, damn, man, like that's going to be a fucking problem. Or if I'm just going to laugh.
Yeah, you, look, they're never... It's very, very silly. Like, look, Dave Chappelle is fine. And, you know, he is profiting off of the fact that there's like this cultural war as well, right? So he's taking advantage of the fact that people get super emotionally charged about it. And good for him. You know, we all do it. We're all, you know, we all comment on this, all this horse shit all the time. I just, Hannah Gadsby's no better or worse than Dave Chappelle as well. Right. So her whole thing, all she's doing is this social media for her. This is just a big publicity stunt for her. She gets to fucking go, oh, look, I'm telling the guy from Netflix to go fuck himself. And she gets a lot of fucking people going like, oh, my God, she's incredible, blah, 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 blah. You know, it's sort of we all know it's just jokes.
Yeah, but I'd say for
99% of the people in the world, we all know it's a comedy, a comedian telling jokes on a comedy special. We all know, like, everyone, we're,
and
I don't
if
even
she knows that. If Hannah Gadsby knows that, then
she does.
Then she's a raging piece of shit for putting. So she's capitalizing on something. But again, to me, it's like, well, then where's your loyalty? Look, I don't have a loyalty to fucking Netflix. I don't give a shit. But it's like they made her, so she should have some fucking.
Well, that's almost the power in her statement, right? Is she's like, well, now she'll walk away from Netflix because that's how much conviction she has. Blah
well,
blah
she
blah.
Need it now. This gets her enough press to fucking put something, some other garbage out.
Yeah, it's they're all sort of the same thing. Like Hannah Gadsby, you're also just profiting off this like culture war. So is Chappelle. So is Netflix. It's all like everybody in the conversation is just making lots of money off of all these other people and the pain of all these other people. I don't know what you want me to say. Everybody, Hannah Gadsby and Dave Chappelle are the same exact person. They're just both
they
making money.
Have to switch acts for one night.
That'd be great.
That would be great.
Yeah,
Hannah Gadsby would finally be funny.
But you never see them fucking. I think it's good once you see heads of corporations starting to fucking stand up. This is one of them. The other one was, what's his name? Johnny Depp.
You were going to say Papa John.
Well, no, they Johnny Depp, like, you know, Dior, they still put out that campaign with him. He's still in those commercials.
Yep.
Like, he's got into shit.
Sauvage.
Yeah, I was, dude. He's a fucking savage when he bites his wife.
Yeah, fuck her. She shit on his pillow. Yeah.
No, she more shitting on the bed, you Sauvage.
She's so fucking hot, dude. I'd let her.
I wear
shit.
Sauvage. It's nice.
Do you wear Sauvage?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's one
Jay.
Of my. It's one of my bottles. I'm a cologne dude.
Are you a cologne dude?
I got a lot of cologne. I'm gonna become Miyake, Gucci Guilty. Sauvage, John
Sauvage,
John Varvatos,
Jupe.
Now, but I used to steal Jupe from Kmart.
CK1, I used to steal.
Yeah, I had Jupe.
It's for men and women.
Cool water never worked for me.
Jupe like sounds Nautica. Like what Jay shoots on ladies' bellies.
Jupe, no, where do you want the
Hold
Jupe?
Hold on, let me do a towel, honey. You're covered in Jupe.
The Jupe, I used to wear... I just always like cologne, but I used to wear the
Jay Sells and
Nautica.
Jay Sells and paid me for those creek shows. He really juped me.
Guy juped me off.
Don't jupe me.
Are you
I don't like
me?
Cologne, dude. I hate the smell of cologne.
Really?
Yeah, it's gross.
I mean, You've never said anything to me, and I'm wearing it always.
You know what it is, dude? I think you don't realize how large your body is, so you're not putting enough on.
I'm putting enough on.
I think you're putting a little squirt, and it's just a really...
Well, you probably... I don't think you hate cologne. I think what you're saying is you hate when someone's like you don't notice it on me because you're not on top of me. You know what I mean?
Hmm. They might
I'm not giving it off, but...
Yeah, you don't hate cologne. You hate Middle Eastern guys who are out at a nightclub.
Yeah.
In middle school, I used to like... We used to go to like the dances. There was like dances every Friday night at Haverhill Middle School.
Throwing a little cologne.
Yeah, I didn't have any good clothes... Or like cologne, but my friend Luis Lopez, like, it's not that he had good clothes too. He just had like...
Yeah, we're going to find out this is an imaginary character you made up.
No, Luis Lopez. I swear to God, Luis Lopez. He was my best friend.
Luis L. Lopez.
From the third to like the eighth grade, he was my best friend. Luis Lopez. I swear
He's
to
right
God.
There. He wears whatever he wants. Tuxedos and flippers. He doesn't even care. He
what?
Doesn't care.
You don't see
think.
Him? He's right over there.
In the Frankenstein costume.
Oh, Luis Lopez, you're the funniest. You know Frankenstein.
Yeah, yeah. He's wearing the astronaut helmet.
He just taught me how to throw a ball.
Luis Lopez.
You guys don't have a Luis L. Lopez?
Luis L. Lopez. He's right there in the top hat and the life preserver that says SS Titanic.
Luis Lopez. You guys don't know him? He's homeschooled, I guess. That's why he's not here at school.
My imaginary friend Luis Lopez. He's so cool, dude. Oh man.
Oh, Luis Lopez.
We're gonna go on a double date this weekend.
Your mom will come downstairs and it'll just be you playing a video game with another controller on a pillow. Oh, Luis, no. You beat me again. No. You're so good at Street Fighter, Luis. Luis L. Lopez.
Luis Lopez. No, he was the Dominican kid who lived around the corner from Haverstra Middle School.
Mm-hmm.
And fuck.
What was he now?
Oh, fuck.
He loved treats, and he liked all the things I liked.
He jumped the school on his motorcycle. he won a pie-eating contest.
Oh, he was so cool. The legend goes on. He fucked every chick.
He snuck into the girls' locker room and took pictures.
They all loved it. Yeah. Luis Lopez kicked ass.
Don't say this, because I just texted you both something.
He's your Tyler Durden.
I texted you both something. Just don't say it. Remember I told you that story?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, now we've said his name enough. But either way, Luis Lopez.
Shit.
So we would go to his house every day, and we would like... this is the first
I would
kid
too.
This is the first kid that I ever...
Goddamn right you did. You know where your bread's buttered.
This is the first kid that like I ever smoked a cigarette with. Like, we would just steal his dad's Pall Malls. And I would like... when I take a drag, I didn't know how to inhale. What I thought inhaling was is I thought it was swallowing the smoke.
Yeah.
Jay, try to smoke a cigarette and try to just simply swallow the smoke.
I've
it's
done
one
this.
Of the most
I did it
difficult things.
Same thing, yeah.
Yeah, and then I would burp the smoke up. It was fucking disgusting. On Friday nights, there was at Haverhill Middle School, there would be these dances. So I'd go to Luis Lopez's house, and I'm like, Luis Lopez, I don't have any clothes. You have to let me use your wardrobe. But Luis Lopez was like a good 8 inches shorter than me, so all of his clothes were too small for me. And they were over
you were just like Angus Young from AC/DC.
Dude, but they were over the top Dominican clothes. So it was just
nice.
Like, dude, it was like a Kangol hats. Yes, dude, yes. It was only like flowery shirts with like fucking
Do you want to put on my merengue costume or do you want to put on my tango outfit?
Yeah, but we would get dressed up every Friday night and I would go to the dance. In small clothes. And I would always try to psych myself up into asking girls to dance and just never really get the courage. And then maybe a few times ever did I convince, like, did I like get the courage to be like, I'm going to ask this girl to dance.
Hey, do you want to dance? No. I bet you'd want to dance with Luis Lopez. He goes to the bathroom and comes back with sunglasses on.
Hey, it's me, Luis Lopez.
Me and Luis Lopez.
Sorry, that dork Luis J. Gomez was just out here bothering you ladies for a dance.
I just kicked his ass in the bathroom. I just keep on going. I'm going in the bathroom. I keep on slamming the door. It's like, bang, bang, bang. You leave her alone, you piece of shit. Bang, 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 bang.
I'll kill you if you bother her. My name isn't Luis Lopez.
Hey, sorry, little lady. I don't like getting violent.
My apologies. She's confused as shit. Huh? Luis Lopez is a bad guy.
Luis Lopez out. Yeah, but that was my middle school. Every Friday night in middle school was going there, and then
Dude,
every Saturday
school dances
night.
Were, if you weren't a popular kid, they were grotesque pressure. I have the picture, just like going a lot. I tell you, I think I may have said this on the show before, but I was punished, and I went to a dance anyway that I wasn't allowed to go. I was like, I'm going.
Which is so hilarious that we're going to dance. We don't dance. Why are we at dances?
Well, it's yeah, but you're
slow,
also
it's all about
for
the slow
us,
dance.
For us, it's just, hey, would you like to be a weird fat kid and watch every girl you're attracted to rub her asshole on the Spanish and black guys in your school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would.
Was a lot of
yes,
that.
I would. Zach's just sitting there just drinking a juicy.
It was, yeah. It was quite. I don't know why I was in such a desperate desire to go by myself, but I did, and I danced with the girl who I had like my big high school crush on. She was not very engaged in the dance. And then a guy. I took a picture with another guy's girlfriend, so I had one of the. It was like a Valentine's dance, probably.
Mm.
And I took a picture with another guy's girlfriend. He was that not threatened by me.
Yeah.
That he was like, yeah, sure, go ahead. I have,
and she looked at you as an actual retarded person. So she was like, aw, I'll take.
Dude, I have a picture. I have the picture in my phone. When my mom moved or whatever, I asked them if they found it. They sent me a picture. It's so funny.
There was a kid. I remember. Maybe this was the prom. I'm pretty sure it was the prom. There was a kid named Oscar, who was morbidly obese.
Yeah, that was almost my name.
That was it?
I swear to God.
Dude, if your parents named you Oscar
Oakerson,
are they trying to get you to be fat?
I would have killed myself. Yeah, double O. I would have killed myself in school.
What a horrible name for a stoner. Fucking Oscar the Couch.
Doggy, this kid was really fat. I feel really bad for this kid. I mean, everyone made fun of this kid for being fat for... Yeah, there he is. Oh, no, that's Jay. Never mind. I thought that was Oscar.
It's me and Deanna Brady, another guy's girlfriend.
Deanna,
I had
Brady.
To go so bad.
Oh, that's pathetic.
I had to be there.
That's absolutely pathetic to take a picture with another dude's chick.
I completely agree.
Just to have the photo for
but
your family.
Look at little pussy pants, Jay.
Jay, be honest with me.
What?
Did you ever show that picture to somebody else in
most
your life?
Most definitely. Absolute definitely.
Pretend it was a chick you were dating or hooking up.
I did that with a picture of Kim Krupinski, too, when I was, whenever I would go to my dad's. My dad lived in Ohio.
Yeah, of course. He'd be like, yeah, it's my girlfriend back at home.
Yeah.
100%.
She probably misses the shit out of me. Yeah, without even having to think about it. I would do that with a picture of Kim Krupinski, and then what's funny was, I did go out with Kim Krupinski for a couple days, and then that was the story of her brother come up and said, like, all her friends said, why would you be with that fat kid?
Because your name is Krupinski.
Yeah, yeah.
You dumb Polak.
Fuck you, you Polak.
You stupid Polish idiot. I wish we lived at a time when you could just be racist against Polish people by calling them stupid.
Yeah, you idiots.
More racism, more division.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I did that with, there was a woman named Eileen that worked at my mom's hair salon, at the hair salon my mom worked at.
Did she only have one leg?
Yes. Dude, and she...
only racist humor, they say.
Dude, she was so hot, dude. She used to wash my hair. Like, I used to get my hair washed by her every weekend. And she used to rub her hands through my hair. And it was like, she was at the time the hottest girl I had ever seen in my entire life. She was like half Asian, half white, just fucking big fat tits, but little tiny petite fucking body. Oh my God, she was so hot. She was like 20. I'm like 11, just being like, this is the hottest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh yeah.
And I remember my mom did her hair for like a hair show because my mom was trying to be a hairdresser. She was trying to like get her license. She was like, she was a shampoo girl. She never got her like hair license, so she never like the garbage my mom is. She never could get her shit together enough to get her hair license. Like, she's never had the money or like the time. The timing was never there. She never had the money at the right time or never finished.
She worked in the mailroom of the salon for a career shampoo girl.
Career shampoo girl. And my mom did. I remember my mom did.
Yeah, they don't call it shampoo woman.
They definitely don't call it shampoo junkie. Imagine you have this Eileen chick who's like the hottest girl ever, and then you get my junkie mom being like, "Hey, you want to watch it?"
Yeah, she's like slobbering in your hair. It's like a big drool falls out of her mouth while she's washing.
She's going, "My mom, hair. Hold on, hon. I think I lost the Band-Aid in there."
To be fair, my mom was pretty cute, like for a junkie.
Yeah, she can get it.
So, but yeah, I remember my mom had a picture of like this girl, Eileen, with her hair done all up, and she looked so good in the picture. And I took the picture and I told my friends Mike and James that this is a girl that I was dating.
Yeah.
And it's like made it up. They're like, shut up, dude. No, it's not. I was like, no, I swear to God, dude. I'm like, yeah, we're totally hooking up. And where did I say she lived? It was somewhere crazy. It was somewhere like Wisconsin or like just straight up out of the movie.
Iraq. Sorry, guys, but she's from Kabul.
She lives in a resort on the Maldives.
If that's how you pronounce it.
If that's how. That's how she says it.
If that's how you say it.
That's how she says it anyway. But this kid, Oscar, back to Oscar at the prom. Mm-hmm. So for people made fun of this kid. Like, I remember like this kid, Sean Stanley, I remember just singing "My Baloney Has a First Name, It's OSCAR." This in the second grade. I remember Oscar, just fat Oscar, just crying. Like, I'm like, Jesus Christ, Oscar, pick yourself up off the fucking ground.
By the way, I used to jam that jam too. That was a big hit for my grandma, rest in peace.
Just Jay-Z and a baloney sandwich.
Absolutely.
Jay, you're definitely a kid who had a bologna sandwich, American cheese, and mayonnaise on white bread. That mustard. Is your after school snack.
Mustard. With mustard. Bologna and cheese for me, wow. Yeah. No, that would be lunch sometimes. Yeah, yeah, for sure. My bologna has a first name. OSCAR.
My bologna has a second name.
It's MAYER.
Because Oscar Myers has a way with BOLOGNA.
GNA. Yep. Bologna. It's a big hit in my house.
Yeah, love it. My jam. Well, anyway, Oscar, we get through middle school. I mean, Oscar's really fat, man. And I'm not hating. And I'm not going to like, it's not like somebody cool like Luis Lopez. Like, Luis Lopez was a cool kid. You know, God, I'll give his name. Yeah, go find
Luis
him.
Lopez. This isn't Luis Lopez, who'd be out there parkouring probably wherever you went.
Probably. Who knows? Oscar is not parkouring. Oscar, if Oscar is alive today, I mean, it would be quite the feat.
If that guy from American History X can turn it all around, anybody can, dude. That's an insane transformation that late in life.
No, Oscar was way, way bigger.
Not that guy at his heaviest.
Yes.
Yeah, dude, that guy was huge at his heaviest.
Ethan Suplee.
Yeah, he was over 500 pounds, I guess.
Yeah, Oscar was over 500 pounds in the eighth grade.
500?
Yeah. Maybe 400? Wow. Yeah, he was a gigantic, like, morbidly obese kid.
Okay.
And,
yeah, but that's not anywhere near
him. That's not
him
at his biggest at all.
Yeah, no. So, but I remember in the 12th grade, this chick, Laura, this really, like, beautiful
Lopez.
Girl.
No. Laura Lopez, she was beautiful. Everything I ever wanted in a woman.
No, but I remember she asked at the eighth grade dance. I remember I look over at one point, and I guess they're dancing together, like this beautiful girl and Oscar. He's like sharing a dance with her, and like all of her friends are like taking pictures, being like, oh, Laura, you're the best. And I remember just being like, fuck you, you stupid fucking cunt. Like, like you're doing a charity thing. Like, you're like in your fucking hot girl mind, you're like, I'm so hot that I'm going to allow this absolute mongrel to touch my body and dance with me for 3 minutes to just have a moment. And I get it. She probably was doing something fucking nice, but it wasn't really nice. It was about her feeling good. I know what the fuck it was.
Yeah, I'm with you. I really was always terrified to be that guy. I definitely was.
Yeah, anytime a pretty girl talked to him.
Get away!
I was so afraid. No, but I definitely did a thing. Like, I did a... I definitely went out with all like the cool girls after school one day to get lunch, and like definitely like they left me with like the bill. That didn't like leave me with the bill, but it was almost like,
what do you mean?
We don't really have that much money and blah blah. It was like that kind of thing for sure.
So like, but, they, like they used
they did, it but was... it, but it also wasn't like I wasn't like I also never really bothered them with like anything other than being like friendly and funny. Like they would want to hang out because I was funny. But then I also when I realized it was like they're before any of them's gonna like make out with me, they're gonna fucking stiff me with a bill. Do you know what I mean? So I kind of figured that out kind of early. So
I said, "Never money got, to be left with a bill."
I mean, it's fucking like a bunch of people getting French fries and shit. You know what I mean? So it was like under $20, which was probably like a full allowance thing or something. But like my point just being, like I just kind of steered clear. Like I would never want to be like that. That I mean, taking a picture with the other guy's girlfriend was pretty bottom of the. That was rock bottom of that.
That was your. All right, what is your rock bottom moment with a female? Like rock bottom moment and like as a dude with a female, just be like a loser schlub moment.
When
it's not a matter of finding one, it's picking the best one.
Yeah. There's I mean, Kevin Hart smacking me was pretty funny because of what I was saying in the background. It was pretty because he was just so like let down. He was like, we were driving up and back and forth to New York when I went through my breakup with my. My last girlfriend from back home that I was with for like my teen years into my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And we were bringing, she was fucking somebody else already and like pretty much moving on. It's the guy she ended up marrying actually. But she started doing that and like I was like, I caught her and then I was bumming about it, but I was talking about breaking up with her anyway. It was going through whatever it was though, because I was losing in the situation. I was like devastated by it far too much that I should have been. And it didn't last all that long, but I was pretty broken up about it. And Kev would be hearing me every day like, oh, then she says she never wants to see me again and she's over. And then she comes over and we fuck and then she leaves. And then her mom calls and says, was she there? I guess she was leaving me for like a family friend or something.
Mm-hmm.
So like, it was just a shitty situation. And she called one time when I was on the phone and I was talking to her for a minute and Kev grabbed the phone for me and he's like, Cheryl, he's like, either fucking like get back with him or don't, but don't keep, this is like crazy what you're doing. I can't watch you do this to my boy. Like, I go, if it's over, don't call him anymore. And I was in the background, I'm like 19. I was like, I'm not saying that. Don't, I'm not saying. And he put the phone down and he smacked me in the face. He goes, dude, he's like, what the fuck are you doing, man? He's like, what are you doing? And it was just like, it really knocked me in like place where I was like, oh yeah, I mean, Jesus Christ. What? It's like, you just see yourself for a second, like, I'm not saying that. It's like, it's so weak. But again, it was like teenage shit.
Mm.
But that was pretty low. That was like, I felt really, I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Getting rejected by someone with limited English is really tough because they get to the bottom of why they don't like you in the first sentence. I remember I was in Europe and I tried to flirt with this girl and not only did she turn me down, she put her hand on my chest like a retarded person. Mm-hmm. And she goes, no, I do not like heavy men.
Let's not dance around it all night. Let's not dance around it. What's yours, Lewis?
Mine, I think, is in the 8th grade. I was so desperate to get a girlfriend. I don't know why I wanted a girlfriend so badly. It was just like to be making out or like whatever, like what everyone was. I was obsessed. And my friend Mike Guerrero went around Farley Middle School, which was I was going to the other middle school at this time. And he just asked every girl that he saw, like literally like every girl in the class. And they all just said, no. But he was doing it like the same way you'd like a telemarketer would just like rip through a list of like phone calls to make, just so unemotional.
Those and people get just, laid though.
He would just report back to me about every girl that said no.
But if you play that numbers game, my stepfather always used to tell a story about a guy he used to go to clubs with that looked like Danny DeVito. He said, but he would just ask every girl after like just talking to him for a minute if they wanted to get out of there and go fuck, and he goes,
yeah,
he'd say about every third time they went to the club that worked.
Yeah, no, I believe
I guess not bad numbers.
No, that's what I would do when I would sell comedy club tickets. I would
Get out of here and fuck.
Literally, part of my pitch would be, oh, we should go make out in like a stairwell somewhere. It's like part of like, if they didn't buy tickets for me, my next option, if it was, I mean, above a four, if she's above a four, I'd be trying to make out with her in a stairwell somewhere.
If she's above a four.
If she was above a four.
Oh, that's fair. At least you have standards.
Yeah.
That's nice to see.
Yeah.
Should we do plugs?
Oh, yeah. Fuck it. Plug it up. Plug it in. Let me begin.
Zach, you go. And then Lewis, you go. I have to pee.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Backup Twitter, ZA Spook Show. Please check out Catalyst Wrestling. Our new iPay-per-view Steal This Show is at CatalystWrestling.com for just a buck. You can watch the whole pay-per-view. And then I'm doing a live Midnight Spook Show at the Stand Comedy Club and Restaurant at 7 p.m. on Halloween. So it's a Sunday, so it's an early show. You can come pregame with us if you're going to go out or if you want to have an early night. 7 p.m. Halloween Midnight Spook Show. Please, please, please come out. I really want to start doing that show live.
Sweet. This Saturday night, if you're watching live, I will be on Long Island at Governor's on Long Island with the great Natalie Cuomo this Saturday night. The next Saturday night, me and Zach and Mika will be at the Coho's Music Hall up in Albany, or right outside of Albany, the Coho's Music Hall. And then the 28th, Thursday the 28th, I will be in Chicago at Zany's, one night only. And then that's all culminating right afterwards with Skankfest South happening November 5th through 7th in Houston, Texas. Grab those pay-per-view streams this Monday. Pre-sales on those all those pay-per-views the entire weekend for just $65. Go to momenthouse.com/skankfest. momenthouse.com/skankfest. Skankfest, you can purchase a la carte, you can purchase the entire weekend, but make sure you guys do that. Make sure you guys are also subscribed to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code LOS, get a 7-day free trial, and get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all of the shows we do here on the network. Legion of Skanks, Real Ass Podcast, SDR Show, Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show, Bye Guys, and many, many more. 20 incredible shows on the network. The best $8 a month that you'll ever spend in your entire life. Then also, yeah, Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie coming up in November. And we're going to be going down up to Toronto, the Dark Comedy Festival. And I'll be out in Cali. I'm going all over the place. Lots of stuff coming up. So go to lewisofskanks.com. That's my website. And you guys can grab tickets for all of my shows.
Hells yeah.
Jay?
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. If you're listening live, everybody, I'm here tomorrow still at, or tonight also, and tomorrow at Portland Helium out in Oregon. It's great out here. This club is awesome. So yeah, come fucking enjoy that. I have Halloween weekend. Cleveland Hilarity's coming up. Stress Factory's coming up. I have a whole bunch of dates. There's one that I keep forgetting to promote. Let me look at it real quick. I think New Year's Eve, I'm going to be doing Providence, Rhode Island, which is going to be a lot of fun. New Year's Eve weekend. What? There it is. Skankfest. That was the other thing. No, Syracuse, New York. Syracuse, New York, November 19th and 20th. So make sure you fill that up because that club blows. So let's fill it up. It's in a mall. It's one of the mall clubs. So let's fill it up with fans, man. BigJComedy.com. Of course, check out the Bonfire, SiriusXM. Faction Talk 103, an SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network. Watch my specials.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Lewis, yeah, I got a fun last topic because I said I wanted to say back I want to see Slipknot the other day.
All right.
When we went to, I told you I saw Korn actually a couple weeks ago. Right away, first thing I got out of my car walking, Legion of Skank shirt.
Nice. Ooh.
Did
you try to put yourself in his slot? Line of sight so he can come up to you?
No, I saw it because he yelled out my name. But yeah,
Oscar
Luis Lopez. I went to and I said that was weird. I told you this on the show before. Aaron Lewis is like going all right wing and he's wearing a shirt that said Fauci lied and he's been catching shit because he starts fuck Joe Biden chants at the shows. And then Korn comes out behind them. Liberal Korn comes out behind them and is like, hey, guys, let's just try to have fun, huh?
That's what. Oh, so that's what he's saying? I didn't know they're liberal. So is he saying, Obama, Dempa, Obama.
Vote for Obama, Black Lives Matter.
Biden, Obama. Hillary, Obama.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
and they do the fuck Joe Biden chants. But then I went to Slipknot in Jersey. So that was out in Long Island. So we were sort of laughing it off as like, oh, I guess Long Island is a bunch of like rich fucking boat people who are like, fuck Joe. You know, they love Trump probably. It makes sense, I guess. And then I went to Jersey, PNC, which is basically the New York City show for Slipknot, as close as they're going to be. And I went to that, and Slipknot preaches none of that shit. His speeches are always like, love each other and love yourselves and all that kind of shit. It's like all positivity, his speeches. And at the end of the show, they just started a fuck Joe Biden chant again. It's really, and I'm like,
the people or the band?
The people. And then it just in the parking lot, it broke out in the one again. And I'm like, it's like, now it seems creepy on the other fucking direction. That's it. Now it's like they have to have the same people that were like, fuck Trump. Now there's got to be speeches now about every. I keep saying I like Joe Biden because I don't know what thing he's doing. I have no clue.
Oh, yeah. There's a nice like ignorance is bliss thing when like, yeah, because
I'm right back to now not knowing every move he makes. I don't care.
Yeah, there is definitely a positivity there, but I think a lot of people don't like him. You know, I just can't live my life.
To start, fuck Joe Biden. I'm like, what? I'm like, I thought you guys were like the cool people that come out and smoke pot and fucking listen to music and
40-year-old white guys. Yeah, no, that's who doesn't like. Those are people
who disenfranchised, Jay.
No, I know, but they're going sure, but they're going to concerts. Of wrapped around, like the emotion wrapped around it is like nostalgia and childhood of like this. It's like
I don't know if it's nostalgia as much for these people as like they live their life in a metal video and they're 40. Like I don't know, like I love Slipknot, like and I think they're great, you know.
These people, Jay, the best years of their life, Bush was president, and they want that time back.
Maybe that's what it is. I guess I don't know. It's like I just never knew it to be so fucking like outside of Rage Against the Machine, like political. Like for Stain to be politicized is fucking hilarious.
Did you ever listen to their lyrics? Even I guarantee not. I bet you half their shit from back then is some fucking.
I always associated him with like doing shows for the troops and shit though. Aaron Lewis?
Yeah, like Godsmack, like all those guys, dude. I bet you if you break down their lyrics, I bet you Godsmack's super political. They're just fucking meatheads and nobody...
No. Godsmack is literally music to have in your headphones while you're shooting arrows.
Oh, like, that's you're for sure.
Godsmack is, I guarantee it comes preloaded on the iPad, on the iPod.
Do like I told you, stay away from me.
Yeah, everybody
away from them.
Everybody names their helicopter Gatling gun the Godsmack.
You ready to lay down some Godsmack?
You just hang out the side of a helicopter, just feeding.
You put Monster Energy drink in our grenades.
You're inside. Yeah, sing it, Sully. Yeah,
dude. He's 5 foot tall.
Dude, I want to listen to Godsmack and fucking murder some Arabs right now. That sounds awesome.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, reconnaissance.
I'm not the one who's so far away.
That's when you're trying to wine and dine a woman you're about to rape in a village.
I put that post up. Sneak murder. I put that post up, I think it was like a year or so ago, where I was like, Godsmack sounds like Joe Rogan's neck vein started a band. It's so aggressive, but like it's also so like pop friendly in a weird way.
Yeah.
But it's here's the thing. Godsmack wouldn't surprise me so much. I guess it, to some degree, I don't know. Whatever it was just like Slipknot. People that are in a Slipknot over giving a fuck about politics.
I just think that people that are in a Slipknot, if they're going to be into any politics, they're going to be Trump supporters. Or not care at all. Or not give a fuck at all.
They're also hip-hop influenced bands, all these bands.
I don't think it's about hip-hop. I think... you're just talking about people our age. Who are they going to be fucking?
But I don't know about white guys that are like hip hoppy that are too
Slipknot's not hip hoppy.
Yeah, they just have DJ scratch.
I understand
like
that you.
Enemy.
I understand Jay that you know you're a fucking.
No, I know at the core of it, they have probably a lot of. I mean, they're from fucking Iowa. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so I assume they're just like, yeah, a bunch of like corn-fed fucking dudes. But I just don't think fuck Joe Biden is their stance would be my guess.
No.
I think the more, that's why my guess what I'm saying is that, Louis. So I thought the fan base wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah, I guess
the fan base, these bands wouldn't give a shit. I'm not saying so, right, maybe the Trump supporters.
Can I
like,
say it's not so
a
much.
Fuck Joe Biden chant I found to be weird.
Yeah, and
weird.
Jay, you also have to remember that like Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine gets tweets that are like, why you got to be so political? Can't you just play your songs?
Yeah.
Like people to this day don't realize, like
they don't realize the songs are political. I know for sure,
of course. So, but yeah, like I think that if you're going to get a large group of people, tens of thousands of people together, I think that's like a thing that people are doing right now. What they want to do is they want to create the moment where it's a crowd of people in a stadium. They do this at football games a lot too. I don't think overwhelmingly, you know, at
fuck, you know, Joe Biden's the new Sweet Caroline.
Yeah.
Sweet
it's just a
Caroline.
I think half the people don't give a shit. It's not like half the people don't give a shit, and the other half the people are like taking part in some dumb viral meme moment.
I guess. I don't know. Yeah. It's just weird. It's a very weird thing. That I've just never been to, aside from, like I said, a Rage Against the Machine show, where there was like much political message.
Well, what are these 42-year-old white guys who are being told that they're evil and being told that they're pieces of shit and being told that they're inherently racist?
No, like, they're being told people equal shit.
People equal shit. Slipknot does fucking thrash. They're fucking
people
badass.
People shit. No, they were
people
great.
People equal shit.
They were great. They were fucking great, and I said before, I don't think it was even like there. I'm just surprised. Like I said, that's all it is. There's nothing really more to it. I'm not.
But
like,
it's like, you know, who the fuck, like the woke people don't like Slipknot. They're like, that's fucking awful. I don't even know where Slipknot fits into all of this. Poor Slipknot.
Where do any like fucking metal bands like go anymore? I mean, to the world, like if you went to a Danzig show, people would just go, it's like, oh, you're going to see Nazi rock just because it's like dark and gothic and shit. Like people, it's just so, everything's so misconstrued.
Yeah.
Also, I don't think Danzig's doing live shows anymore.
We should go see.
I will say, new Danzig movie and new Danzig record, Danzig Does Elvis, might be one of the worst things I've ever heard.
Oh man,
it legitimately
nuts.
Sounds like a drunk guy doing Danzig doing Elvis.
Nice.
Oh, really? Also, Danzig now his gut.
Mother. Yeah.
His gut comes out over. Go ahead,
Jay.
You do it.
No. You do better, Elvis. Just do Elvis singing Mother for the love of God. What am I waiting my time for?
Mother, I tell you, did not walk my way. I tell you, did not understand what to mean, what to say. I hang a D. I see your mother.
Mother. Father.
Mother. I hang a he dang who.
I wish we knew more Danzig songs. I know Zach does, but nobody else does.
I do, but you guys aren't going to know the words.
How the gods kill. Who may he? The gods kill in a different way.
Whoa, it's under her black wings.
A mother.
A mother. No, to walk my way. You kids. Out my face. Mother.
What to mean? What to say? Mother.
Oh, a mother. Do that, baby.
Ah, shit.
Fucking up. But what's his new movie?
Oh, it's a Western. I can't remember the name of it, but I heard it's just as bad as the last one. It's
Veronica was one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
And they said it's that level bit, and it's the same guy that was in the Fred Durst movie is okay. In this one. And it's like a West. It's a vampire. It's from Dusk Till Dawn. It's a vampire Western.
What's the Fred Durst movie?
Oh, dude. It's John Travolta.
The Fanatic?
Yeah, The Fanatic. It's incredible. It's written and directed by Fred Durst.
No.
Featuring John Travolta as an autistic autograph collector. who's stalking his favorite celebrity.
He can only write in alliteration rhymes. Autographed collector. Yeah.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, producer Paul. Death Rider in the House of Vampires is the new Danzig movie.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, it's The Fanatic. It's so fucking bad. John Travolta has like a bowl cut in it and rides a Vespa the entire movie. And he's doing like really like the like rock back and forth autistic. And mm-hmm. halfway through, you're like, oh no, is he doing his dead son?
Oh, yeah, because that's right. His son was
like jet. He bought himself a full page ad in Variety for your consideration, Best Actor Academy Award. Fanatic. John Travolta in The Fanatic. Like, he bought that for himself. So he was like crazy proud of this performance.
In the Fred Durst movie.
In Fred Durst, which also, about an hour and change into it, it feels like the movie stops and then there's just a like long thing of a drawing of what's going on. And it's a Wes Borland drawing. And you go, oh, thank God, the movie's over. And you're like, oh, no, that's how he separates chapter breaks. So that happens like three more times where it just goes to black. And then Wes Borland draws something on the screen. And you're like, oh, thank God, it's over.
Oh, nope. Here we are. We're back.
Can we do Elvis Does Fred Durst?
Now I know y'all be digging this shit right here on me. I did it all for the nookie, so you can take the cookie, stick it up, yeah, stick it up, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And yes, there is a scene where the main actor is driving his son to school, puts on the radio, and it's a new Limp Bizkit song, and he cranks it up. Goes,
wait, is
Limp
it
Bizkit?
The,
we used to listen to this back in my day all the time.
Is it Limp Bizkit Ready to Rock?
No, it's like a not single.
Because that song came out, I realized, like way later, and I really like it because I've been listening to it recently. But I realized that they reference like Lady Gaga and like
the one with Lil Wayne.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking wild.
They just put out a new single like a couple months ago.
Dad Rock or something like that, right?
Oh, Dad Rock, wow. Yeah.
Is it good?
I don't know. I don't think I've heard it yet.
It's not bad. Look, I'll tell you this much. It's not bad.
I'm sure it's fine.
I'm sure it thumps if I'm like there, like, you know, if I was there in person. I'm
in
sure
a Limp
like
Bizkit way. Yeah. Look, I'm just saying, if they played it, I'm not going to go get a beer or something. Like, I'll hang in there, I guess. Stupid.
That's what we all did at Shit Frog. We're like rolling our eyes, like, whatever, Limp Bizkit, I guess, right? How corny is this?
I love them both times. Within, we watched them twice.
Right now, within 5 minutes. I'm like, you did it all the way. I lost my mind.
Dad Vibes, it's called.
I want to also note that in The Fanatic, John Travolta's job is he's one of the people in costumes in the square in Hollywood that takes pictures with tourists, but they don't have the rights to any of the costumes. So he's just a British Bobby. Like that's a celebrity character. And it's John Travolta doing retarded, doing British.
Nailing it.
And oh boy.
Now,
highly recommend.
Imagine Elvis was doing all that, Jay.
Well, let me try to think of all the things you just said I got to put together.
Travolta, Elvis.
British Elvis, retarded, and John Travolta.
Good now. Dude, I go on the Fritz. I have nothing like, yeah. Good day, mate.
Actually what happened to Dan Soder 10 years ago. Somebody gave him too many things and he short circuited it. And this reacts this way. Yeah.
Fucking stick this landing, Caliendo.
Shit. Should we wrap this one up?
Let's wrap it up.
Hell yeah. Zachary, thank you so much always for being here with us. Check out the Bye Guys. Check out Zach's Midnight Spook Show right here on the Gas Digital Network. And me and Lewis will catch you Monday live from the stand.
Live from the stand with Dave Smith back in the studio as well. Dave was supposed to be here today. Obviously things, you know, constantly coming up with the baby and, everyone's being fucking super understanding and patient. Obviously I know his part of the problem fan base has been getting fucking, you know, a little fickle as well. But yeah, Dave's going to be coming back to full-time everything very, very soon. Obviously with what's going on with the baby and his family, you know, he's got to be there and take a little bit of time off, and we respect that, as should you fucking scumbags.
You pieces of shit. We'll catch you guys on Monday, live from the stand. Till then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head?
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay...
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube?
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong. We're done here. Time to go.